This is North Shore Today for Thursday, December 8, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures near 50. The Bertucci's restaurant chain has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in recent years. Five stores in Massachusetts have now closed, one here on the North Shore in Beverly. This leaves just under 30 locations in the state. According to the Daily Item, dozens of activists gathered at the Terrigian Senior Center last night to protest the ongoing construction of a peaker plant on Pulaski Street. During a public hearing hosted by the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection to discuss a proposed carbon dioxide budget trading program emission control for the plant. The plant is expected to go online next year. State Representative Sally Cairns of Danvers spoke, saying she found it very unfortunate and troubling that provisions of the climate roadmap legislation passed by the state were not being applied to the project. The race to replace Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll is on. Driscoll's chief of staff, Dominic Pangelo, is running for the office and told MSO News that he wants to keep the city moving forward.
I love the city deeply. I grew up here. My family lives here now. My parents and my kids are in the schools, and I'm excited the opportunity to continue contributing and continue working for the city in a different capacity, because I think that the work that we've done to date, and we've done this together as elected officials, as community partners, as neighborhoods, as neighborhood associations and residents, as employees, as small businesses, so much of it has been hard work and intentional work. You know, great cities don't happen by accident. They take teamwork and they take thoughtful planning, and they take a real commitment to embedding values in the work that we do.
The entire interview with Pangelo is now posted on our website. Governor-elect Maura Healey and Lieutenant Governor-elect Kim Driscoll have announced the details of their inaugural celebration. Following the swearing-in ceremony on January 5, 2023, they will hold an evening celebration at TD Garden inspired by the theme, Moving the Ball Forward, a nod to their time as college and professional basketball players and the history made with this election. This event will mark the nation's first all-women executive team to serve a state. The town of Nahant has been dealing with a coyote problem for several years, and now the state has given the town authority to deal with the problem in a more aggressive fashion. This is Town Administrator Tony Barletta.
We've had numerous cases in town of aggressive or habituated behavior by coyotes, to the point where it's met the definition of a problem animal or a habituated animal by Mass Wildlife standards. And Mass Wildlife has authorized the town to attempt to dispatch those animals. As a reminder to those on the call, when you are dealing with a problem or habituated animal, relocation is not an option. When I use the term dispatch, I mean take the animal, remove the animal, kill the animal.
Barletta was speaking at last night's selectmen's meeting. Nahant can now dispatch the animals or kill the animals. A federal agency will be coming in to deal with the problem.
The Wildlife Services professionals have trained rifle experts on staff who also serve as instructors to train others. Wildlife Services is an extremely professional and safe program, which uses the latest technologies available for carrying out a safe and effective wildlife operation. Equipment that will be used here includes night vision and thermal imaging scopes. For the most part, this program will be conducted in a controlled, isolated area. We'll see if we need to go beyond.
Nahant Town Administrator Tony Barletta. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics beat the Phoenix Suns last night, 125-98. Up next, they're at Golden State on Saturday. The Bruins top Colorado 4-0. The Bees play at the Coyotes tomorrow night. Where have you heard that before? Men's college hockey, Endicott in overtime over Wesleyan 3-2. Details below on this North Shore Today post. Tonight in local sports, men's college basketball, Endicott is at Salem State. That's a 5 o'clock tip. Women's college basketball, Salem State to host Eastern Nazarene in the second game over there this evening at the O'Keefe Center. It is North Shore Sports Desk Day and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk Day with Nick and Nick here on MSONewsSports.com. You'll see their posts right here on MSONewsSports.com. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today. We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.